Formosa is a small island, yet blessed with an array of natural wonder and splendor. From the north, ancient towns and aboriginal villages lie alongside towering mountains, beautiful waterfalls, and elaborate temples. The central region displays the full range of Formosa's spectacular beauty, the shining sea, roaring rivers, and emerald forests. Known as the island's cultural center, southern Formosa still retains many of the traditions of the mainland immigrants when they first settled in this area. With tens of thousands of people practicing the Kuan Yin method, Formosa has gained international attention and respect for its economic independence and power. Diligent spiritual practice has brought their land abundant prosperity and development. Through the sincerity of the practitioners, Formosa enjoys the blessings and merits of a peaceful nation. In early 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai answered the sincere longing of our association members when she joined the festivities with honored guests and around 10,000 of our association members from around the world to celebrate the Lunar New Year of the Pig on February 18, 2007 in Formosa. On the same auspicious day, the Shining World Leadership Award ceremony was held and Supreme Master Ching Hai awarded the former President of the Philippines, Fidel Ramos, President of the Gussie Peace Prize Foundation, Manuel L. Morato, and Senator Harrison Alvarez for their compassionate work for the Alagsis refugees in the Philippines. Following these celebrations, the international retreat took place where Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members meditated and prayed for peace throughout the world. On February 22, 2007, the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day was celebrated with great fanfare and beautiful performances. We now invite you to listen to a discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Heaven is Inside the Saints, in December 1992, in Shantimen, Formosa.
In Buddhism, there was a story in a Lotus Sutra about the Buddha. The Buddha, he likened the people of the world like the children who are very, very engaged deeply in playing in a ruined house. And that house was already on fire, but the children were so busy playing inside that they do not know the danger. So the father come and say, "Oh, children, you come out. I have better thing outside. There are toys of all kinds. There are a buffalo cart and horse cart and all kind of things. That's beautiful. You come out. Come out. I give it all to you. Understand?" But the main point is to charm the children out of danger. Not the main point is to get the carts or the chariots and all kind of treasure that the father give to them. Understand?
Yes. Mm.
So also when the children go to school, sometimes you give them pocket money so that they can buy some sweet or ice cream or something in between, yeah? But the main point is not ice cream. You might have ice cream, you might not have ice cream, or you might not be able to eat it because of your physical condition. Understand? But the education you will get all the same from the school. And that is important. And the love from the parents is always with you, all the same. Right?
Yes.
So do not mistake the mean for the end. Yeah? And do not be too attached to the mean and forget the end. That is our problem. When we are in the world, we are attached to money and fame and success. And we measure our value by success in business or whatever endeavor, huh? Or whatever engagement we pursue. And when we meditate, we still carry on in the same train. Yeah, we still have business-like attitude. We have to relax and not run after it. We wait, we accept, but we don't run after it. Yes, you just sit and wait and listen. Sometimes a lover is difficult to get, right? Yes. Well, sometimes you chase after a girl, you have to write so many thousands of love letters, send 100,000 of roses, right? And driving car up and down her gate every day. The gate might not open even. So, you give up? No. It's maybe that you don't have enough talent. Yeah, you might find another way to do it, yeah? But you try hard, right? So anyhow, in the same, we have to persevere. And anyhow, even if we don't have, we don't think we have, we still have it. You cannot stay in the rain without getting wet. It could be that our body is so numb, we have no feeling, right? Yes. Sometimes when you are sick, too sick, the food doesn't taste anything. Doesn't mean the food is not tasty. It is still tasty to the next person. Therefore, we must know we are in trouble. Instead of demanding the cook, you have to verify to me. You have to prove it that you are a good cook. Understand? It doesn't taste anything to me. But if it tastes good to everyone else around you, then you must know you are troublesome. The trouble lies within you, not with the cook. And you don't stamp your feet, stand there and ask the cook, I demand the taste right now. Right now. Or maybe give me 2 days later. Have to promise me how many days when I get a good taste. Understand? It depends on your condition. Depends on how quickly you recover from your illness. Understand? If after all my teaching and my very, very enlightening lecture, and you were not yet felt enlightened, then you have to wait. It's very suffering. It is a kind of suffering. But for the master more. You understand?
Yes.
Any doctor wants his patient to recover. Understand? Yeah. But if the patient is so sick, sometimes even the doctor don't want it. Right? There are so many sick persons who are refused by the hospital because he's no hope. Yeah. It's just the ego that came in the way. Understand? That the business mentality stay in between the master and yourself. I tell you why you're not too close to the master, the inner master, I mean, yeah? It is because our attention are all scattered from all direction. We're so used to worrying about everything, right? Our attention always scattered around. Looking after children, seeing to the satisfaction of the wife or husband, and seeing that the business is going well, and seeing that the subordinates are obedient, and all kind of things, understand? And we are bossing around all our life. If we are not in a big company and be a boss, then we boss around our house. Yeah. The wife boss the husband and vice versa. And if they cannot boss each other, they boss the children. Yeah. Have to take the revenge somewhere. Or their boss, everything else. Each one of you is supreme in your realm. Understand? But I am the only one that do not feel supreme in a supreme sense. But on the other hand, you are not supreme, but you feel supreme. So it's not the name that indicate the ego. Understand?
Yes.
Because most of the masters are very humble. Doesn't matter how he looks like or how the way he talk, you know? It's very humble inside. But we think we are humble. We sit at the feet of the master, but actually we're not humble at all. Yes, it is difficult to acknowledge yourself, your great self, or the Almighty through someone else. Because you're so much engaged outside. You judge things by material value, and you forget your great self. In the same way, you judge the other, judge the enlightened master. Understand? What you don't have, you don't believe he has. That's the trouble. Understand? Yes. Therefore, even in the worldly wise, it's also the same. Yeah? Because they think they can do a better job, but they are not able to. Yes. But the truly good disciple, they don't feel anything. They don't feel they're greater than master, nor they are worse than master. They just feel happy when they are with the master. Right? Now, why is that? Why is it that you are happy with the master? Because the master is very happy. Understand? He's truly happy. So you'll get infected. Huh? Yeah. And then you both feel happy together. Yeah. Except when your skin is very thick. Or you carry armor all over your body in any time, at any place. Then of course you are waterproof. Blessing proofed, wisdom proofed, happiness proofed, nothing can go through you. Yes. I told you already a story from the Jews. Some Jewish rabbis want to see heaven. So the angel carried them to some of a dry well. And some saints were living in there. And so the rabbis, you know, the practitioner of the Jews, maybe priests or something like that, is the name for the priests of their religion, I guess. So they just look around and say, oh, where is a heaven? So the angels are here. I said, this is only a dry well. There's nothing particular about this. And they say, look at these saints. The angel says, you look at these saints. Say, so what? I suppose the saints live in heaven, but this is not. So the angel says, you're wrong. Heaven is inside the saints. Yeah. This is very logical. That's why you're happy these days. Because the heaven will sprout forth within you. Understand?
Yes. Yes.
So in these 7 days, you were practically in heaven.
Yes.
Therefore, you don't care how many hours you sleep, what you eat, whether chapati or chapata, whether Indian tea or English tea. You know, it all tastes good. Yeah, and you're happy with anything. Right. Sometimes when I give you interview, I mean, together, gathering, and we talk until evening and we forgot all about our meals, right? Even chapati, we didn't think about it. Yes, yes. Do you think heaven is different from that?
No.
No. It is a state of carefree, absolute happiness. And do not bother about anything. Here we stay in a cave only, you know, and you sit on the floor. But you wish nothing more than this.
Yes.
You don't even want to leave. Yeah, you don't even want to leave. Yeah, that's why you cry and you linger and you... Yesterday I saw people also seeing them off. And the girl, she was so beautiful in herself. And she said, Master, wait, you don't go, you don't go. You stay there. I said, what for? What can I do here? I said, then so we can look at you. It's enough. We look at you. Understand? I said, you should look at yourself. You're beautiful. I tell everybody, look at her. She's beautiful. I said, no, we won't look at you. Yeah, you care nothing anymore. You care for no beauty, no money, no fame, no wealth. That is a desireless state. That is nirvana. Understand? So if you want to rise above the sky and fly above the cloud just to look for nirvana, then you're still in illusion. You might see some heavenly, other kind of illusionary world or other true heaven, but if you don't have heaven with yourself, you fall back again in the misery. So heaven must be born from within. All right?
Yes.
Mostly we feel we're in heaven when we were with the Master. Why? Because the Master is always carrying around his heaven. So if you are in heaven and you're still miserable, then you cannot look anywhere. Understand? But yeah, there is something like that, because they are too attached to some kind of illusion. They think heaven must be like that, like this. They think retreat must exactly be like this, sitting 15, 40 hours a day until your bottom falls off. What is the point? What is the point of practicing meditation, do you know? So that you reach nirvana. Reach heaven, that you reach the desireless state. Understand?
Yes.
So even if you come here and you become desireless, you're happy every day, you reach your aim, your goal. Understand or not?
Yes.
You reach your goal even not meditating at all. And you sit 10 hours a day at home and you don't reach it. Right? That's why people like to see the Master. They do everything effortlessly. They reach nirvana in 1 second. Yeah. And they don't lose it all the time with the Master. When they're with the Master, they never lose this state of nirvana. That's why people love to be with the Master. What do you think? What else do you think they want to be with the Master? Whether they run around India in the heat, in the dust, in the dirty surrounding, or whether sitting here in a cave on the floor, you know, and eating dry chapati and drinking half Indian and half Chinese chai. You understand?
Yes.
The purpose is to reach this happiness. Absolutely carefree. No condition. Understand? That is your nirvana. All the people practice meditation, eating a vegetarian, etc., just for this purpose, so that they reach this absolutely carefree state. They even care not to be Buddha anymore. You are the Buddhas. You have reached the Buddha, a state of quietness, of absolutely let go. Understand? Inside we're full of bliss, full of happiness. We don't have place for Buddha. Yeah? He become one with us. Do you think the Buddha could feel better than you feel these days? Yeah.
Thank you for your kind-hearted company on today's Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of Heaven is Inside the Saints. Up next, Shining World Hero, Honey, a Loving Labrador, on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, and may your spirit glow brightly with the blessings and grace from Heaven.